That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
Androids will finally be able to do what iPhones can, which is find your device.
Yeah, what took them so long?
Yeah, how did people with an Android deal with that? Like, why weren't they clamoring forever?
I know. I'm like, this would have been an absolute nightmare for me.
It shouldn't be called Find My Phone. It's really called Find My Husband.
Yeah.
It's how most wives find their husband.
Yes.
I think it's how most husbands help find their wife's phone. I can't tell you how many times. Peter has never had me call his phone. And I can't tell you how many times I've been like, can you please call my phone?
So you'd lose your phone all the time is what you're saying.
It just gets lost. Like, I'll set it down somewhere when I'm doing something.
Okay.
And then instead of going through the whole house trying to find it, I'm like, will you just call it? I don't have
the cool magic with Find Your Phone, though, because Party said he's never used it.
You can
lose it in your own house, and it drives you crazy. You're searching for your phone. You know it's in this room.
Mm-hmm.
You've literally searched everywhere, and it's almost like it's hiding from you.
It is
so
pretty
cool. So when you get out, find my phone, you're almost mad at it. You're like, little weasel. Because it's like, it's in the same room.
I guess.
It's right there. So then you can hit that pinger,
and then
and it'll start chirping.
I've had Wyleen call it. I just haven't used that feature. And the thing that sucks about that is that mine's always on vibrate. So, I can never hear it because I'm deaf. I guess
you're
that's
the wife
the deal.
In the relationship, because that's always the thing. It's like, here's the thing. I need you to call my phone, but also I have the ringer off.
Yeah, you get this like perverse joy. Like, you thought you were going to hide from me.
Mm-hmm.
The phone's like, God, I'm with you. None. I mean, are you guys ever away from your phone? Like, never.
Yeah, rare.
No.
It's very rare that I'm away from my phone.
Even when it's on the charger, it's like always 20 or 50 feet away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, has there anything in life ever been closer to a human than their significant other?
No.
And the phone has moved into number one.
It's number one. It has access to porn, I mean, access to the stock market, access to shopping and movies. And
your list is very
I should have ended with porn, right?
You're like
the porn at the bottom, right,
number
Molly?
Number one, stock market, obviously, sex, money, food.
Yeah. Beer delivery, drink
Those
delivery, come on. I mean, hey. So they have the new Find Your Phone on the Droid. That's cool.
They launched that, So it's in the U.S. and Canada, and it launched yesterday. And then they're going to be, right now, it's for Android phones and tablets. Headphones come in later, but then they're going to have, like, the Find My Device Bluetooth tags that are coming in May. You know, like the Air Tags that Apple has? Google's going to start getting
Their business as well. Okay.
Yeah.
So. You know why they were so late to it? They were trying to protect you. Uh-huh. They weren't on board with that.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
Never they were saying user safety, prevention of unwanted location. That was their top priority here at Android. And all of us are like, we don't care. We've given up everything.
Don't care.
We just want fast access to our phone.
Please.
You're right. You're so right. And I'm sure whoever kept saying no probably retired. And now it's the new generation.
Or was fired.
Yeah.
They're like, listen, Roger, your ideas are stupid and outdated. Nobody cares about privacy anymore.
Yeah.
Google Trends yesterday, I guess one of the top searches was, why do my eyes hurt?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be, is it bad if I stare at the sun? Or how long?
Can you stare at the sun?
Or is staring at it for 1 second too long?
So because
I think I used all five of those searches yesterday.
Did you?
I didn't even search. I just did it.
Because the sun was right above, right outside the window.
Oh, mm-hmm. So you were able to do that.
Right by the hour, I was like, oh, it should start covering. It was like 12:45. And I opened the shades and I looked up and stared. He was right above me, right out the window.
And I
only stared for a second.
So
but
did
then
I.
A cloud, what was cool is a cloud went over the sun and everything got dark instantly after I stepped away. And I was like, oh God,
I burned them. They wasn't lying.
It was just a cloud. So all I ever did was take a peep.
I did too.
We've seen that eclipse before. I know. It wasn't about watching it. It was about watching what it did down here.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love all of that.
Did you go outside during it? Because I left and it got cold. I was like, God, it is cold outside.
I forgot about the temperature drop. Yeah, that was weird. One of the things.
Made sense.
It was so nice. And then all of a sudden I was like, I should have brought a coat because I was not ready.
No, you're doing a bikini thing at the beach.
Isn't that cool though, how much heat we get?
Yeah. Yes. That's insane. A moon goes right in front of it and it instantly drops 10, 20 degrees. I was like, whoa, that's nuts.
I guess it's no different than like when you're lying by the pool
and the cloud
feels so hot and all of a sudden that cloud goes over and you're like, ew,
it's
I need a shawl.
You got a shawl too? The beach shawl? Because I do too. Just got it.
He's like, where's my sarong? It feels so right now.
And then I have the big old beach hat, right? You got that big old thing too? Giant sunglasses. Is that Jeff?
He's such a little pool peacock.
We got a break. We'll be back. We'll pick this bag up. Channel 94.1
at the Olivia Rodrigo.
Kind of obsessed. So, Jeff, did you make it to look up at... I looked up at the... I took your advice. I don't have glasses. I don't know where they were. But I looked up at the eclipse for literally 1 second. And I just felt my eyes seeing stars like a dummy.
We were
eclipse snobs because in 2017, we had the almost near totality.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'd seen the deal where it got really dark and had glasses and looked up and you saw almost the whole thing covered.
The whole round, yes.
Uh-huh. And it got really dark. So we knew we weren't going to get totality. So it was what's the point?
I'm the same way.
So it wasn't really to look up. It was to see what it did.
Down below.
I know the shadows really and stuff is really what's wild.
Yeah, because you weren't the only one, Molly. There was other people in Omaha that I had saw. They were posting weird shadows and stuff. I guess I never looked down.
The light gets really weird. So that's the thing is that there's this like effect that you can get where if you use like a colander, we could do it because we don't have leaves on the trees just yet.
Uh-huh.
But it causes these crescent shadows. Because of the way the sun is being blocked, it makes it look like the shadows get messed up.
She took a photo. Did you see Molly's photo?
I saw both photos. One looked like a homeless lady. It reminded me of that crazy lady on The Simpsons. You know what I'm talking about? But anyway, the shadow looked like that. And the other one with the tree, I thought to myself, I would frame that. That is the most amazing shadow.
The photos of leaves and trees, shadow on the ground were all wild.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the light gets really crazy.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that's so interesting. Like, I had a friend who went to Indianapolis to watch. So they were in the path of totality.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, like, a whole camera setup rig, like, to do it. And I can't wait to see the photos because it's, like, bananas if you really do, you know, are able to photograph it and capture, you know, the moment.
Yeah, the science nerds were all geeked on that.
Yes.
So they got a ton of data they've never had before.
There were solar flares yesterday.
This was the most significant moment to get these pictures of the corona.
Okay. Uh-huh.
That's all the stuff that blows out. So in 2017, the sun goes in 11-year cycles of how strong it is.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2017, it was at like a 1.
Oh,
yesterday was an 11.
Holy
It was
smokes.
The perfect scenario where the sun is at a moment where it's just blowing stuff out. And the moment you're in totality, it's got to be complete totality, you can finally, for the first time with those telescopes and satellites, see the edges.
Oh, wow.
You get a perfect photo of the edges.
All right, I didn't know that. That's
interesting. And they're learning a ton of stuff from that. And in 2017, they only had 2 minutes, 20 seconds. It was double yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So they had like over 4 minutes to get all those images of that, you know, that plasma ejection.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's high science that they're learning because they can look at the colors and they can tell what, like...
it's because it's shaded more.
Chemicals they are. And then now they're learning how they'll put those spectrometers up in space to shoot out into galaxies and they can see what's out there by, like, the colors. They're learning all this really cool stuff.
I didn't know that.
We've got a satellite that's up there that's flying right next to the sun yesterday. And who knows what images that will get.
Yeah.
I mean, It's bananas
crazy.
That they want to be able to, you know, see the intensity of you know, like, how long is the sun going to last?
The sun is sort of like the head. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, with the moon in front of it, you could see its hair.
Oh, okay.
That's what that corona is.
Okay.
You can see its glorious hair and how far that stuff shoots out.
It's glorious hair.
And our satellite supposedly is inside of that.
Oh, how cool.
So it's technically inside the sun.
Okay.
And it's incredible that it's not burning up. It has this massive heat shield. And it's taking pictures.
Okay.
So there's a lot of data they probably learned yesterday.
I just couldn't believe how the temperature dropped that quickly. And mm-hmm. you know, and then it warmed up because I went outside later on in the evening. And I'm like, God, it's a lot warmer out than it was when that eclipse happened. God, it seemed like the world stopped in the United States anyway. Anybody and everybody. I have a friend that I went to high school with. He lives out.
It was really only 2 hours.
Yeah. But these people, like my friends, got hooked on that 2017, and now they travel. And now they're talking about going to Europe because the next closest eclipse is in Europe, I think in next year or something.
There's like, one coming up in 20, I'm trying to remember the year, but
25 or 6 or something.
It's the pyramids.
Oh, wow. That would be weird.
How wild would that be to be able to like see an eclipse?
That's where the totality is?
Yeah, that's where the totality is over Egypt. And I was reading about that. I was like, that is seriously like how they planned. I mean, like your cradle of civilization. You're like, this would be fantastic. Bucket list.
What's amazing, though, is a lot of this high science was already plotted a long time ago.
Was it really?
By like really early astronomers who could just knew the stars and the math. It's mm-hmm. perfect. I mean, they were exact. They knew exactly where it was going to be yesterday. So imagine what that was like back in the day if you were able to tell people like, next Tuesday, the sun's going to be blotted out. I mean, how would you not be a wizard?
Right.
Yeah. By using math.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of sacrifice at that point, too, right?
August 2nd, 2027.
Okay.
The path of totality goes through Luxor. And so, like, the pyramids, all of that will be in the path.
I feel
path
like that's
of,
when
like,
we all should be cursed or something.
You
right?
want to
right.
do a sacrifice? Like, is that what we're saying?
Mm-hmm. You're like,
I never said
it.
I wanted well, to sacrifice.
Well, that's what like the cultures
I mean,
back in the day thought.
Yeah.
A lot of them were afraid of it. Today at least would have been renewal. Like some of it's got to be true, right? Can't be all just
I think so.
Voodoo yeah. magic where they thought, I think the Mayans thought that, or there's some Native Americans that believed a giant frog had to like eat the sun.
Okay.
Weird, it was a part of a cycle.
All right.
Makes... Of like fertility and.
Yeah, there's okay. got to be. Yeah.
I guess it's definitely, there's it's definitely crazy. A vibe to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really wild to just be out in, because I went out to the park by the lake to go watch, and there were just so many people gathering
really?
And doing whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just so wild that the whole, like, that's something that's, like, so sweet that brings humanity together,
yeah.
you know? Like, you're like, aw.
Yeah, it's the opposite of the Netflix movie Don't Look Up.
Yes.
Everybody looked up.
Yeah.
And many weren't wearing glasses.
I was one of them.
And for that, you probably tried to Google search later.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm sure all the aliens and UFOs were like, they don't care when we show up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What's trending, Molly? What do we got coming up here?
So there's a new phase. It's called fubbing. And
fubbing
are you
face?
Guilty of doing that
oh boy.
To
is
your
it dirty?
Partner?
Yeah. Is it dirty? Can you
fubbing?
Tease it? Fubbing? We'll just find out next.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.